السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that today, the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447, tomorrow evening after Maghrib, we have to scan the sky for the new moon and crescent. It will be sighted, insha'Allah. Then Thursday will be the first of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and 99% of the countries and cities of the world, alhamdulillah. So today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, and verses number 34 to 36. To recap yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is posing rhetorical questions. Who is sustaining you, giving you the oxygen, giving you the energy, giving you everything? From the heavens and the skies, and from the land and the sand, all the vegetation, all the fruit, all the flora and fauna, who is giving you that? And who is controlling your faculty of hearing and seeing? Who takes out the live one from the dead? Sperm is dead, and you see the baby is born. And from the dead, you will see that was life, you must remember. So Almighty Allah, both ways, He has Qudrat-e-Kamila, remember, absolute control, authority, majesty, power. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ, who controls all the matters and things in this world? Your sunrise with accuracy, precision, not 1 second later, not 1 second earlier. Your sunset with precision and accuracy. If you ask them, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ, they will say Allah. فَقُولَ فَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, so why don't you fear and embrace Islam? So it shows they accepted Allah to be the Khaliq and Creator. They accepted Allah to be the Malik and the one who is the real owner. But they did not believe in Uluhiyya. Uluhiyya means in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. That they will say there is Allah, but He got partners, Allah forbid. But He got sons, or He got daughters, or He got associates and partners. So that is the kufr and shirk that they committed and perpetrated. فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ, that is your Allah, the one who is your sustainer, nourisher, the true one. All these semi-gods, demigods, idols, they can't remove the napaki impurity when a bird urinates on them. How the hell are they going to help you? So فَقُلْ أَفَسُوا all مَتَّ اللَّهُ says, فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الدُّلَالِ, so what will come after the truth except dhalal, astrayness, فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ, so where are you being misled and you're going to this ism, that ism, Zionism, socialism, communism, capitalism, and all this, secularism. So on democracy, all these are tawhud, satanic systems, remember. Islam is the only panacea, is the only solution for humanity and posterity. كَذَٰلِكَ سَمَلَلِي حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ, the words and the verdict of your sustainer, nourisher, has already been established. عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا, on those people who are the transgressors and disobedient. They don't want to listen to the message or the messenger. أنهم لا يؤمنون. They won't bring إيمان. But our message is there. We will open the tap. If you don't put your glass and cup there, you put it upside down, then who is to blame? So similarly, you a Muslim, you are to blame. So that's an easy way of understanding the verses of yesterday. Today's lesson, chapter 10, verses number 34 to 36. Again, Allah is speaking about Tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Qul, you, ya Rasulallah, Habibuna Mustafa, Khatamun Nabiyin, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pose this question to them. Hal min shurakaikum, is there anyone from your partners and associates? Shuraka, the plural of sharik. Man yabda'ul khalqa thumma yu'idu, that can create the creation the first time, and thumma yu'idu, and then resurrect it, create it the second time. Therefore, when you study the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful, wonderful names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you will find in the ending of Surah Hashr, chapter number 59, verse 24, هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. He is the only Khaliq. They can't create a fly also. Chapter 22, verse 73. Let all the scientists, all the professors, all the doctors get together. Even if you gather all of them, there will be a failure. So it shows that that is a unique feature of Almighty Allah. Thereafter, you must remember Al-Bari'u. So Al-Bari'u, Al-Mu'idu, the one who will resurrect you on the day of justice. So that is Almighty Allah. You see, Thumma Yu'idu. So yu'idu means the verb, and al-bari'u is the noun, and the one who will resurrect you. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala's nami, nami, ismi, grami, honorable names, you must wonder, ponder in it and that. And then they got al-ghaffaru also, so you must remember that. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, for you Muslim, to go and, you know, distort that name and say Gaf and so forth and so on for Ghaffar. So remember, there's a major sin. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ, leave those people يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِ, those people, remember, who are, they are distorting the honorable names of Almighty Allah like Gaf and whatever. You must leave them one side. They're guilty of a major crime. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ, then Allah resurrects it. قُلْ, so what will a Muslim say? Allahu yabda'ul khalqa thumma yu'iduhu. So you joined it. Qulillahu yabda'ul khalqa. Say, ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only Allah exclusively will create the creation the first time. Thumma, subsequently, million years, billion years, Allah alone knows, then He will resurrect it. Fa'anna tu'ufakun. When we did the incident of Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, chapter 24, Surah Nur, and then verses 11 to 26, 16 verses revealed for her. So then the munafiqeen, they lied against Mother Aisha radiallahu anha. So remember then, these were the people that they interacted with the non-Muslims and so forth and so on. So they said, no, that we know that only Allah will create the creation, then He will resurrect us, and فَأَنَّا تُفَكُونَ. So ifk. So now that waqiyah is called ifk against the Aisha. What's the meaning of ifk? Ifk means al-kizbul azim, a major, major lie, propaganda, fabrication, slander. So فَأَنَّا تُفَكُونَ. Where are you being misled? Where are you going to? So you are going straight to Jahannam like this. You don't want to listen to what Almighty Allah says. You don't want to listen to what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So now you are in this country, that country, but you're listening to the tafsir. So we are honored, mashallah, because our message is of Tawheed. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant all our brothers and sisters they incarcerated in America and other places, Allah Ta'ala release them, Allah alleviate their plight and so forth. And remember another incident also, we must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the people pure tawheed, wahdahu la sharika lahu. Allah jalla wa ala is one alone and unique, absolutely no power, no partner, and wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, is none equal to Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So we should know that. Qul hal min shurakaikum, ask them, ya Rasulullah, in the semi-gods, demigods, partners, idol worshippers you got, may yahdi ilal haq, is there anyone that can guide people towards the truth? They can't guide themselves, how are they going to guide you? Remember, Quran Kareem states, inna hadhal Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam, this Quran Sharif is guiding people. Allah Ta'ala says, for Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will give you hidayat, and then you must use that, you understand, light and radiance, and then emancipate people, and you must remove them from the difficulty. And remember, in that way there, our brothers in Gitmo are there for more than 20 years. So now, in a case like that, they may all be released if you want true justice. But they won't learn, these people, you must remember. So Allah's punishment will come on them. May yahdi ila al-haq, who is there to guide to the truth? Qulillahu yahdi ila al-haq, say, only Almighty Allah will guide to the truth. So I was telling you, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam guides to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. The Quran Sharif guides the straight. But no one can take the ruh, the soul and the spirit, and insert it in that person's heart, whether it's male, female or baby or adult. That is the khasa, the unique feature of him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should remember that Qulillahu yahdi lil haq. Afama yahdi ila al haq. So what? The one who is guiding to the truth, Almighty Allah. Ahaqu, is he not more deserving? Obviously more deserving. Ayyutaba'a, that he should be followed. Amma la yahdi illa ayyuhuda. And that other person who is different, he says, no, that he doesn't have guidance, he can't give guidance. When people are very rich and making big money and so forth and so on, so now you must remember, they want to, like, you know, they want to say that we got powers, but what power you got? Nothing. So therefore, we should have our iman, our aqidah, belief structures 100% correct. So who will guide you to the truth? Qulillahu yahdi lilhaq. So that is the meaning, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, you, ya Rasulullah, you loved him, Abu Talib, but he goes to Jahannam. And you also remember that if you're going to continue like this with kufr and shirk and munafiqeen, then you contact one, then you continue and you end up in Jahannam, Allah forbid. So now, Almighty Allah teaches us, أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ. So what? The one who is guiding you towards the truth. أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَعْ. So is he not more deserving that you follow him? Compared to who? أَمَّا لَا يَهِدِّي. Compared to the one who can't guide others. And إِلَّا أَيُّهُدَى. Except if he is taken himself. So he himself is corrupted, his aqidah, creed system is totally corrupted. So now we want peace, we don't want this ends and so forth. So if a person then puts a barrier or rain comes or whatever, then you will find all that is then blasted to smithereens. So therefore, pun and place our hopes on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. And you will find how Allah Ta'ala increases our, you understand, our iman, our love for Almighty Allah is called nowadays. So ahaqqu an yutaba, is Allah more deserving that you follow him? Amma la yahdi, or that person who cannot give guidance himself, illa ayyuhda, except if he is guided. You have to hold his hand and take him there to the room, to the bathroom, bedroom, wherever. So remember that, or that person who claims that he is guided, so you must remember, they're not guided. They're living in zulumat, in darknesses. It is Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, who is beguiling them and deceiving them. So Almighty Allah poses a question, you see, فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Hence, what is wrong with you? How do you pass the verdict? You say Allah is the Khaliq, Allah is the Malik, Allah is the one who gives guidance, but you still don't believe in Him. You go and make your own idols, your own pebbles, your own stones, make one in the male organ shape, you understand? And that they call lingam. And then you go to one the female side. So that is called yoni, then hati, that is the elephant. So all these things, they are well recorded, you must remember, and documented. So what Almighty Allah states, فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ? What is wrong with them? They can't pass a verdict based on the truth and justice. So what are they following? You look at the seculars, you look at the Democrats, you look at, you must remember, the capitalists, Zionists, and all of them. وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ And majority of them are not following. إِلَّا ظَنَّا Guesswork and conjecture. They're just taking chances. You must remember in simple English that they are just following their ego and their nafs and their desire. إِنَّ ظَنَّا أَيُّهُمْ So this one and all Matta Allah gave people the speculation. لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا It will not divert the truth and go away from the truth even a little bit. So to show that we are the good people and these people here, yeah, they are the ones who are upside down. They told us that you must remember that they will give us justice, human's rights, nothing they gave us. So they are the ones who need guidance themselves. So how are they going to give guidance to anybody else? وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنَّا They follow conjecture, speculation, guesswork. إِنَّ ظَنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا Remember the ظن, the speculation, the slander and overthinking and so forth. لَا يُغْنِي So it will not come in beneficial and handy to them. مِنَ الْحَقِّ Against the truth, شَيْئًا Even the slightest bit. So our aim in life must be, we must be with the true party, with the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The entire duration we are here, not only you go there and you think that you're on the right path, but then you come to know you're on the right, wrong path. So all Almighty Allah gave us test one only. So in this, so yeah, Allah is saying, إِنَّ ظَنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا That the speculation and slander and that will not be against the truth, even the slightest, but the truth will prevail ultimately, sooner or later. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ Allah is all-knowing of your deeds and your actions. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us for His deen and make our khatima on iman. And therefore He reminds us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ Allah is all-knowing what they are doing. So remember in a case like that, so if we want to leave a legacy, then we must leave a legacy based on Amr bil Ma'ruf, then Nahy anil Munkar. Then Allah will protect us, protect our progenies and everybody. So إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing of what you are doing. So there you have it, folks. Let's give you the program for this afternoon. And in that way, you will know that what to expect. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us all Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.